Dear netizens, welcome. It's the season finale. We gotta go out in style, baby. Season 16 has come to an end. And what better way than to play music made by Dot Matrix Printers? Our opening track from the Japanese wizard of sound, Cornelius, a member of the Shibuya K group Flipper's Guitar back in the 90s. Now a successful solo musician. I love his remixes. I love his work. Everyone needs to go check him out. But that will lead us into what we're talking about today, which is, of course, Dot Matrix Printers. And then in our second half of the hour, kind of interstitial between those two, we're going to be talking about music played by a grain silo, as we do here on Vancouver FM. We've got the CDs ready to go, plucked from the shelves of the CJSF library, because Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, broadcasts only on one station, only on one place, and that is CJSF 90.1 FM, where we would remind you to synthesize with nostalgia. Printers. What are they? Well, Wikipedia says dot matrix printing, sometimes called Impact Matrix Printing. That's cool. That's a great band name. Impact Matrix Printing. It's a computer printing process in which ink is applied to a surface using a relatively low resolution dot matrix layout. These types of printers are an impact printer that prints using a fixed number of pins or wires and typically use a print head that moves back and forth or in an up and down motion on the page and prints by impact, striking an inked, soaked cloth ribbon against the paper.
When I printed things with my computer, it actually seemed like music to me. I just wanted to make it sound a bit more like music than when you're just printing, so that other people could see that.
Listening to a short little video by Sue Harding, Australian sonic genius. And then we'll get into the meat and potatoes. So good. So dot matrix printers, very heavily used back in the day in offices and universities and anywhere that needed a print before we got into toner printers. And then
I've done a lot of experiments trying to achieve different pitch, mainly. There's a very limited range of pitch coming out of a printer. And I've experimented with different rows of different characters and different densities of grey. And I have tried to get quite a bit of control, but I wasn't totally happy with the results of that. It's a mixture of control and good luck.
A mixture of control and good luck. Hey, that sounds like chiptune. Super cool. Everyone should go check out this music, Dot Matrix Music by Sue Harding. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Canadian artists The User and their CD Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers. Please enjoy.
Thank you.